listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Mackay and the Witt Sunday's local news. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A partly cloudy morning for Mackay and the Witt Sundays, with a top temperature of 31 degrees for both Mackay and Airlie Beach. Making the news today, Monday the 27th of March, children's rights groups criticise new youth justice laws, Mackay's first youth council candidates have been elected, and was holding NAPLAN tests earlier this year a mistake? Queensland's controversial new youth crime laws have come under fire from children's rights groups. The law applies to 10 to 17-year-olds and will see them charged with a criminal offence if they breach bail conditions, while teens 15 years and older will also be tracked with a GPS. The Queensland government hopes to reduce high levels of youth crime in the state, but Aram Hosey from Save the Children says locking up kids isn't the way to go.
Many of themselves have been victims of crime. Many of them have experienced abuse and trauma. Some of them have a disability or some mental health challenges. So to make the community safer, we need to meet their needs, not just lock them up, which ends up perpetuating the cycle.
Mackay's first youth council candidates have been elected as the region prepares to trial a Queensland First pilot program. The Electoral Commission of Queensland will visit local schools in May to set up a mobile polling station where the region's youth can elect a 12-seat youth council who will then elect a young mayor. The Young Mayors program will start in Mackay, with plans for it to roll out in other regions across Queensland, Victoria and New South Wales next. ECU's Bill Hughes says it's a great way to teach young people how the electoral process works.
This is an opportunity for them to see and feel and experience an election before they embark on doing that in the real thing when they turn 18.
Teachers don't think it was a good idea to hold NAPLAN tests earlier this year. About 277,000 Queensland kids in years 3, 5, 7 and 9 sat the online tests last week. But Leah Olson from the Queensland Teachers Union says moving the tests forward by 6 weeks achieves nothing.
The beginning of the year is a time to embed instructional routines, building relationships with students, not preparing for a test. So bringing it forward is putting more pressure on our teachers, actually heightening student anxiety.
Vaping is now the biggest behavioural issue in schools across Australia, including here in Queensland. Health ministers are considering tougher regulations on the use of vapes, with the market mostly unregulated. That's allowed young people to be targeted, and AMA Queensland President Dr. Maria Bolton says something urgently needs to be done.
We're asking for tobacco and vape retailers to be licensed, and we're asking for increased regulation because we know that young children and teenagers and adolescents are just getting too much access to vape.
Taking a look at some sport now, the Mackay Cutters are still yet to open their account in this year's Q Cup, following another defeat at the weekend. Despite a valiant effort and a late surge, Mackay was defeated by the Townsville Blackhawks 28-22. And in NBL 1 North, it was the first game of the season with our Mackay Meteors and Meteorettes taking on the Rockhampton Rockets and Cyclones. In men's, both teams brought their all, with Isaac White making his debut and scoring 40 points for the team, and the Meteors victorious 106-90. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay and the Witt Sundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.